Bruce, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. The Michigan June jobless rate numbers were released yesterday. What did they tell you?
Well, the Michigan unemployment rate in June was 10.5%, which was up 0.2% from the prior month. I guess if you mean kind of what are the most recent trends, you can look at this information a couple of different ways. Certainly, the Michigan unemployment rate is still high at 10.5%. If you look at the last year, Michigan's labor market has actually somewhat outperformed the nation. We've seen a larger drop in our unemployment rate than has occurred nationally, and our job growth rate has been a bit stronger than the nation. But it's also true that if you look at just the last 3 or 4 months, you know, the early part of 2011, the unemployment rate has really flattened out in Michigan. We really haven't continued to see drops in the rate. The unemployment rate has now been kind of stuck in this 10.2 to 10.5% range for the last 5 months. And jobs have flattened out as well. We haven't had a lot of change in these job levels over the past 3 months. So these indicators are kind of, in Michigan, are kind of similar to what's been happening nationally over the last several months, where it seems like there has been a slowdown in job creation, both nationally and here in Michigan.
So we see this flattening out, the total employment decreased by 26,000. The state's labor force fell by 18,000 over the last month, and this has been a troubling area. What else did you see from the numbers that were released?
Well, if you look at the, for example, the industries in Michigan that have added jobs over the past year, they are in some of the sectors where some of our high-wage sectors. For example, we've added about 22,000 jobs in business services, about 17,000 jobs over the last year in manufacturing, which is one of the high-wage sectors in the state, and the healthcare sector has added around 16,000 jobs. The government sector would be the one industry you could look at that has lost significant jobs over the past year. Government jobs are down by about 18,000 over the past year. In terms of the change in June, some of the movements we had in June were seasonal related. For example, there were some job additions in leisure and hospitality, restaurants, hotels, the tourism-related sector. That's largely due to the fact that we had pretty poor weather this spring. April and May were pretty sluggish months in terms of hiring. So a lot of the hiring that would have occurred throughout the spring and early summer pretty much all happened in the month of June. And we had some additions in jobs in June in healthcare as well.
Bruce Weaver is a financial analyst for the state of Michigan. Bruce, as always, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.